If you would just close your eyes and send a prayer straight up. Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you. We are so grateful for the gift of having you with us and your wonderful talents. And at this time, it's time to introduce our speaker for today, our very own Connie Beth Grady.
Good morning. What a beautiful day it is. What a beautiful day in spirit in this church it is. The truth and the knowledge that we know that we are spirit just as much today as we ever shall be, and that we can commune and love each other on a vibrationatory field that is just sublimely, transparently awesome. God bless you. This morning when I awoke, I heard commitment and dedication. And I must admit, I thought, I don't want to talk about that at Christmas time. But you know, when you listen to spirit and you listen to inspiration, you listen for something else and you don't get anything else. So you know that you must go with dedication and commitment. And I thought, what do they want me to talk about? We all are committed here. We come to church. We do all these things. And then I heard just back there moments ago, living your highest truth. You see, it doesn't matter where we are or what we believe. What matters is to what we do believe, we must be dedicated and we must be committed to living our truth to the highest knowledge that we know at the time. That is what living in love is truly all about. And I had to think of Nelson Mandela then. Do you know how beautifully he has changed the consciousness of the world through love and peace and living his highest truth? And living an example, and listening, and realizing the vision that he had was divinely inspired. So he didn't give up on that. What a wonderful example we have. And from there, I would like to talk about spiritual truth and living to your highest commitment. Because I had an aunt and I had an uncle that were Wesleyan Methodist ministers, which is far from our spiritual truth that we have today. But they truly lived their life in dedication. Their family were all singers, and I loved going there on vacations and sometimes at holidays, because they would get out their guitars. And my aunt had four cousins, and they would all harmonize. It was so beautiful, and they would be so committed to their spiritual truth that I was really taken to a higher level within myself. And then one day when I was in college, I tell this story every Christmas, but I want to tell it over and over and over, because it doesn't matter what religion we are. It matters what our spiritual existence and our truth experience in this life is. You see, I went there at Christmas because my grandmother had had a stroke, a massive stroke. And I knew that I could get into her consciousness and get her Christmas cookie recipe out of her. I just knew that I could. So when I got there, they were having practice for their play at the church. And I said, but I want you go. Everybody go. I want to stay with Grandma. And I could hardly wait to start talking to her. I knew I could get into that brain battery of hers. And so I would talk to her and I said, Grandmother, do you remember the sugar cookies you used to make me that were saucer size? Yes, I do. I thought, here we go. I've got my pencil. I've got my paper. I said, could you give me that recipe? No, but if you just get me out of this bed, I'll go bake you some. And I said, now, Grandma, you know that you can't walk any longer. She was paralyzed from the waist down. And I can't let you out of this bed. And let me tell you, she was never, ever, would have ever slapped me in her right mind. But across my face went a smack. And I knew then Grandma wasn't in there and I wasn't going to get my Christmas cookie. So I watched her and was watching by the fire. When all of a sudden, right away, my aunt and my cousins are walking in the door. And they've got a look of glory on their face and mysteriousness that I had never seen before. They were very quiet. And I said, well, what's the matter? Why are you back already? Why are you back already? And they said, well, something happened at church. And we decided we would just come home because we didn't need to practice anymore. And I said, well, what happened? And my aunt's daughter, June, who's in spirit now, had given birth. Her daughter had, well, she had given birth to her first daughter named Joy on December 2nd. And baby Joy was playing baby Jesus in the manger. And they had turned all the lights off, getting ready to turn on little twinkle lights. When all of a sudden, the spirit figure fully materialized, formed in the back of the church. They had never seen anything like it, had no explanation for it. And at that time, I had no explanation for it. And step by step, this beautiful spirit figure walked to baby Jesus, who was really Joy, and opened up her hands to all the children who were partaking in that ceremony. There was no words for them, but they knew that they had a spiritual truth. Their spiritual truth. Their spiritual truth was that God had looked down upon them and had given them a Christmas gift because they were doing things right. But you see, what's even more awesome is, I know if it happened in that tiny little church in Washington, Indiana, it has happened all over the world when people were open to it. It has happened all over. And people were afraid to say what they had experienced. Well, what is so wonderful about that and Christmas to me is when you have been related something like that from a minister family who doesn't believe in anything like that, you know for certain it's truth. So it was an awakening for me for a step in metaphysics. You see, as we learn in life and grow spiritually, and we open our mind and our hearts to our truth as we know it at the moment, and we become committed to it, and we sing praises to our what we have, and learn to ignore our discontents, we begin to see with a new vision. When we become dedicated to meditating and to giving and to loving and to just being in our own universe individually, is when we begin to grow. And when we begin to grow and practice our truth today, something begins to happen to that small mind that we were born with when we first start listening to well, that's impossible. This is not right. She's not good, and he's pretty hateful. Well, you see, we've been programmed in a materialistic earth vibration of the lower mind. But when we learn to raise that just a little bit, as we all have found in any of the churches that we have gone to, because we are in one area until we outgrow it in our spiritual truth. And if we hadn't outgrown that, or if we hadn't needed something else, we would still be there. But part of growing is realizing that to get to that superconscious mind, that God mind, as we grow, we let go of those lesser things. We let go of, like Linda spoke about, the lady who is so negative. And the first time I ever went to visit there, she shooed me out right away. So I understand what she's talking about. But it's realizing that what something else happens to someone else, what someone else thinks in their life, what negative thing goes somewhere else around us, has absolutely nothing to do with our universe and our spiritual truth and our growth. And as we learn to let go, and as we learn to share in our truth, and we learn to send love, and realize that we are love, and even the lady in the elevator is love, she just might be unconscious of it right now, or maybe she's never felt it, so she doesn't know how to grow into it. But when you look at Nelson Mandela and other great figures who have really made a difference in this world, you know that they have found their spiritual truth quietly. When we grow from the lesser mind to the conscious mind, to the superconscious mind, which is our God mind, then our vision begins to open and our truth begins to change. And what we see and what we hear and what we feel in our individual heart is our truth. That's how they can become so committed and dedicated. They know, and Nelson Mandela and other great figures, spiritual leaders, have all changed the world because they live their spiritual truth, but continually grow into something more. That something more is the gift of the power that we have within ourselves when we grow into that God consciousness. We talk about the power of healing, the power of love, the essence that's all around us. You know, that light isn't very bright when we're in that lower mind. We have no idea what that God consciousness is within ourselves until we have commitment and dedication and put it into practice. There are many creative people in this church, and I haven't spoken to each and every one, but I know if I ask you, where did that come from? It came from inspiration. It came from dedication. It came from commitment in knowing that what you hear is your truth right now. And when you hear and you listen, and you spill it on paper, or you give it away in any, then more comes. And the more it comes, we're asked to share and give it away. And the more we give it away, the more light we have. And the more light we have, the more we leave behind. Our dear friend and our loving member here this week passed a spirit. I know most of you know, on Thursday, Dolores Jenkins. When I was with her, shortly after she made the transition, and with the family, we had to give thanks that she was so talented and so loving and so dedicated that she shared her truth with the world, because she truly did teach and live in many countries in this world. She sang in cathedrals for high dignitaries all over this world and shared her gift. And so we gave praise for her life and the light that she left behind. We gave praise for all the children all over the world that she taught in military families and military bases all over the world, because she taught the little ones, the tiny little ones, the kindergarten children. And on Sundays, she had her own little church service because she didn't like the ones that were available. You see, our light and our love, when we live our truth, touches so many. And I remember when I was talking to Spirit one day, I said, what truly is the meaning of this life? And the aspect of when we get back home, whether it's been a successful life or not. And I was asking my Dr. Bartlett this. I mean, Dr. Black this. And he said, Dr. Bartlett must be here. God bless him. He said, let me tell you, it's not so much as what you accomplish, as what you grow into, and the light that's left behind by your presence. God bless you.